Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim. We are up to lesson number 14, and we will study Mishnayos Bikurim Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hei and Vav, the third Perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnayos. We are learning about the procession of the pilgrims, the Jewish people, bringing Bikurim up from wherever their ma'amados were, wherever their regional districts were, to Yerushalayim, doing it with great pomp and circumstance, the entire parade with music, etc., and reaching the Azora, where they were greeted in Yerushalayim by all people, craftsmen, etc., and greeted, in a sense, in the temple courtyard, in the Azora, by the Levim, Bashir, who sang the song of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, Aromimucho Hashem Kidilisoni, that is Tehillim Perek Lamed. Now we continue with Mishneh Hei, and we learn that as they were making this parade and doing what's called Itur Bikurim, decorating and putting special additions and supplemental offerings to the Bikurim, one of the things they did was they attached pigeons, turtle doves, Todim Ubnei Yona, birds which can be used for a sacrifice, for a korban, and they would tie these birds to the sides of the baskets of Bikurim. And they would also bring some birds in their hands. So some were kind of attached to the salim, to the baskets, and some were in their hands. So the Mishnah tells us that ha-gozolot shal gabe ha-salim hoyu olos, those birds, pigeons, doves, which were attached to the baskets, they were offered as a korban ola, as a complete korban. You can donate a korban from an animal, cow, goat, sheep, but you can also donate a korban ola from Torim Ubnei Yona, from pigeons and doves. And that's what happened with those gozolos. But there were also other gozolos, other young birds, that they held in their hands. Umashe biyodam, the ones they held in their hands, nosnim la kohanim, they gave to the kohanim as a gift. That is how the Rambam understands this Mishnah. Hey, there are other approaches to understanding it. In general, I try to give you the simplest approach to a Mishnah, unless that simple approach has sounds simple but has its difficulties. Here, this approach seems to be very straightforward and explains this very brief Mishnah, barely 10 words, very clearly. And again, this explanation that I shared with you can be found in the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos and his commentary on the Mishnah. Mishnah Vav continues, Odeyu Hasal Al Kisefo. Now, the person, the individual who brought the Bikurim is standing in the Azora with a basket of fruits in his hands. Korei, so he reads the Parsha and Parshas Kisovo, Mehigadati Hayom Lashem Elokecha, from the beginning, Psukim, the opening Psukim, and he continues to read Ad Shegomer Kol HaPorosho, until he finishes the entire Parsha. He reads the entire Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Arami Oved Ovi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he only reads basically the first posuk, and after he finishes that posuk, he stops and now continues. Morid hasal me'al kesefo. He removes the basket from his shoulders, and this seems to be, as the text seems to indicate, Rabbi Yehuda speaking, that he stops after a posuk, removes the sal, the basket, from his shoulders, and he holds on to the rim, the lips of the basket. So he's holding it from above. V'chohen maniach yodo tachtov umenifo. And the Kohen, standing there, puts his hands under the basket and performs the mitzvah of tenufa. He waves, moves this basket back and forth, left and right. This is the act of tenufa. We learned earlier in Perek Bey's Mishneh Dalet that the Bikurim require tenufa. So here is where the tenufa is done. Now, the tenufa being done, the person who brought the Bikurim, the Mevi Bikurim, V'korei Me'arami Oved Ovi, he reads from the Pasuk at which he left off, Achihu Gomer Kol HaParosha, until he finishes the entire Parsha, U'manicho B'tzad HaMizbeach, then he places the basket of fruit down at the side of the Mizbeach, actually in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, V'hishtachavo, and he performs the act of Hishtachavoya, which means he spreads hands and feet down on the ground facing the Heichol, facing west, V'yotza, and he leaves the Beis HaMikdash. According to this approach that I just shared with you, which just seems to be the meaning of the words, the Tanakhama makes no provision for tenufa. What, when does the tenufa done? Perhaps after the entire parsha is written, it is not clear. And indeed, the Tosfos and Meseches Makos, Daf Yud Ches Lamed Beis, there toward the end of Meseches Makos, there was a sugya about Bikurim. You know, there is no Gemara on Maseches Bikurim, as there is no Gemara in any of the Mesechtos of Zeroim that we have been learning, with the exception, of course, of Maseches Brachos. But there are various places in Shas which deal with the subjects of these Mishnayos in great detail. And one of them is a Sugya Maseches Machos, Daf Yud Ches. So there, Tosfos understands exactly this, that the entire latter part of the Mishnah, the way I read it to you, is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the opinion of Tosfos. However, if you look in the commentary called Tosfos Yom Tov on this Mishnah, you will see a long and complex analysis of this entire subject of this Mishnah. What does the Tanakhama hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold with reference to the Tenufa? But again, following the simplest approach, which I think is the approach of Tosfos, which I just shared with you, the Tanakhama makes no provision for Tenufa. Why? Open question. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, he reads a pasuk, he stops, the tenufa is performed, he finishes the reading and finishes the process and leaves. So this is the end of lesson number 14.